I am running for Minnesota House of Representatives. The House of Representatives are coming from different districts. So I'm running a District 14A, which is about four cities in central Minnesota.
Why are you running for representative of District 14A?
Well, personally, growing up in one of the world's refugee camps, the hope of getting access to opportunities is something that really sustained. And when I came to United States of America 15 years ago, I was able to get opportunities and resources that helped me, help me reach my goals. And I want to see that opportunities and access given to everyone in our community, so they can have access to secure and stable housing, access to better education, access to security and safety, a better healthcare system. Basically, access to opportunities that pave the way for a better life for everyone in our community. That's the main reason why I'm running.
As you said, you were in a refugee camp and now you are running for representatives in United States. Now, what does this say to you about democracy and the entire U.S. system?
Well, I mean, it's really great. I mean, I value this democracy. I mean, voting is one of the fundamental tenets of the democracy. And when people are able to go out and cast their vote to someone that they know will do something great for the community, that's a powerful thing. And that's what we're trying to tap in here, because we know that our community needs a change. Our community needs a fresh perspective. Our community needs someone that cares about people, everyday people, to grow and prosper and wants to make that happen. So it's a great thing to have that democracy. It's not something that I heard growing up. It's not something that was possible, growing up in a refugee camp.
I attended the University of Minnesota, so I'm familiar with some of the places that you are going to be representing. So what is the makeup of your district?
So that's a good question. My district, I don't know when you were here in Minnesota, but, a lot has changed. Demographically, it's changing my district as well. Right now, my district is about 20% people of color. That includes, people from African descent. That includes Latinos. That includes East African and West African communities. And then the other 80% is mostly people of German heritage. That's the demographic. It's still largely a white community. But it's been growing over the years.
Now, you are running as a what? A Republican, an independent, or a Democrat?
I am running as a Democrat. I was endorsed by the party in early March this year. It was a contested endorsement where another candidate was also running to get the endorsement. But we have organized and brought people together, and we were able to win in the endorsement.
Well, as you know, Tuesday is the day, the main election day. What do you think are your prospects?
We have a very high hope. The seat that I'm running, I will note, my opponent right now, she won less than 200 votes in the last election. So it's going to be a very close race. And we have put a lot of work throughout this year. We talked to a lot of people. We built a coalition of supporters across the district and the state. We talked to people at the doors, thousands of folks at the doors. We organize and have a lot of volunteers that have been knocking doors for us and reaching out to voters. We did a lot of work. So I'm very optimistic about the outcome.